your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 24th of March, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Today, I've got a guest in studio. We are talking to Mr. Denari Roll, FNM candidate for the Pinewood Garden constituency, right? I've got this gentleman for the whole show. Before we get started, I just want to do a little housekeeping. First of all, remember the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago. We're entering Easter break period. This would be a great time for students to take advantage of this opportunity to win some money, to learn research techniques, and to gain a better grasp of local history and family island culture. The Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. Call the show, say you want to play the game, give us the answers to the two questions and the details for the students submitting the answers. Government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Will. What is the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Will? And what is the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death? There are prizes and surprises for the four winners, one winner from each district: New Providence, Grand Bahama, San Sal, and the rest of the Family Islands. Also, the art show, The Earth Breathes Every Season, is still up at Pontiana Paper Press, number 12 Park Gate Road. I encourage you to check it out. Give them a call, see when the press is open, and check out the show. Also, this Saturday, I got to go to sleep from tonight. I don't know. I need to get 14 hours of sleep every night this week because Saturday is Reggae and Alpha Sounds. Sister Nancy and Sister Carol, that's who I want to go see. Okay, some quick notes. There'll be conversations we'll pick up in the week. Where are the school resource officers? I see there's a headline in today's Guardian, incidents of school violence down, minister says. This may be difficult for people to receive given the plethora of videos circulating local media, the local social media, Bahamian internet, of fights, young people in school uniform. And I wonder if the ILO, the International Labor Organization, recognizes work life as not just your life on the job, but when you leave your house to go to work, it starts then, right? And I wonder if the school life is regarded or described in the same way. Also, I saw a disturbing video last night involving an officer attempting to detain a woman. And there's a lot of uproar about said video. Given the adoption of the school resource officer program in the public schools, are the public schools teaching students how to interact with the police? I have a feeling that we're not. given the high tension between a lot of students and the police, the tension within communities towards the police, shouldn't we be teaching young people how to interact safely with the police? And what it means when a policeman is on the scene. Who is in control of the scene? And what does it mean to be given a lawful order? These are things that we have to talk about. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to sit on it right now. However, I'm hoping that Mr. Denari Roll has some time to delve into some of the issues that are on the front page today. Good morning, Mr. Roll.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be in your company this morning.
No, it's a pleasure to talk to you. So I am going to read what I found and about you to introduce you, and then I want you to introduce yourself.
Okay.
So Denari Roll is a technology professional, youth leader, and community advocate. Raised in a close-knit family, he is the second of three children and a proud father to his son, Damari. His life and work are guided by faith, service, and a deep commitment to developing others. Mr. Roll pursued his studies abroad in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where he earned an undergraduate diploma in information technology as an information systems specialist. Professionally, he has spent more than a decade working in technology and systems management. Denari is deeply engaged in community service. He has organized and personally funded charitable initiatives supporting children's homes across New Providence and mentors young men through monthly programs at one of his alma maters, SC McPherson Junior High School. A passionate Junkanoo leader, he serves as the director of the Teen Hawk Mentorship Program. He's a backline coordinator and is also a member of the Community Outreach Board. He also serves on the board of the community helpers group, Give a Little, Help a Lot. He has a master's degree in leadership and management and believes strongly in empowering others. Good morning, Mr. Roll.
Good morning, good morning. Those are some nice, fine words, Aaron.
Yeah, now
you did a good job with your research, man. You made me feel good. I'm extra warm now. Thank you for that research. I think it says it all.
All right. So are you from the Pinewood community?
Well, I wouldn't say from, but I used to hang, and pretty much I'd say grew up in the Pinewood constituency. I have about several key friends, I would say, call it close, bright brothers. Some of my brothers I sang out with on there on Cottonwood Street. So if I was in home by my parents on a Sunday, we'd go by his house on Sunday to eat some dinner and stuff, hang out with my friends. You know, we used to chill out, you know, just hang, keep company on Sundays, well, where it's the weekend. And then we used to play a lot of basketball. I grew up playing basketball, so there's in a tournament where our team would go play up in South Beach against South Beach, or we move from South Beach, we go down Mason. If we're in a Mason, we're in the AF Hartley gym. If we're in an AF Hartley gym, we're playing by D.W. Davis gym. So I made a lot of connections through basketball. And then coming from CB Battle, I was always in the South. I went to CB Battle Senior High School. And, you know, South Beach and Pinewood residents make up majority of those areas. And so I've grown a lot of friendships and connection with people down there in from high school, from my younger teen days. And then what a lot of people don't know, or like start to inform them, was that the former MP, Senator Ruben Ramming, I did a lot of behind-the-scenes work for him in terms of establishing some of his clubs and some of his initiatives that he would have been able to execute, especially as it related to some of the drainage installation and stuff that I would have assisted. So Prime was like a second home. It was like a place where I know I can make an impact. And then with my expertise working at Water and Sewage, I think it was a perfect fit.
How did you walk into frontline politics? Through community advocacy, or were you always a member of the FNM?
Well, I always believed in community development. I'm also a community developer. I would call myself having a diploma in that as well. I have a passion for people. I tell people I'm not a politician, so don't expect me to be like the regular person in politics. I call myself a leader. Leadership is something that I study, and it's something that I hold true values for. And the basis of leadership is basically empowerment. Once you are empowering people, that's what leadership is all about. That's true leadership. Let me say that. True leadership is about the empowerment of someone else. And one of my most common, I'd say, quotes or favorite quotes is service above self, you know, and being the change you want to see in the world. And so when you read earlier what you found about me, I found myself doing a lot of charity work. I started off at the age of about 18, and I've been doing it ever since. I was at the school in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and one of the things was, at that time, finishing up, I was about, because I went straight out of high school, off to college, 3 years, no break, no summer. Went hard at it, did my certifications. I did technology, so I did my certifications. I'm now IT certifications as well as the diploma, and, because I saw the world headed in, you know, the 21st century, we're getting ready to go digital in a sense. That's a takeover, as you can see, AI is here. And I had the option pretty much to say, stay in Canada, use my talents to help develop the Canada market, or come back home and be the change again that I want to see. Having that that decision to make, to me, was a no-brainer. That I always felt like brain drain is one of the biggest things that affect our country. A lot of young people, and very talented and creative, innovative young people that stay abroad and don't come back home.
So
let's and so that drew my passion pretty much to say, come back home, develop my community, and then I'll just take it from there.
All right, well, let's get right into the questions then, right?
No problem.
Earlier this week, or this month, 20th of March, 26th, Nassau Tribune article, skilled workers targeted as top Bahamian export, right? The Bahamas' highly educated workforce could become one of its biggest export assets, with officials eyeing professional services from engineers to digital specialists as part of a new national export strategy aimed at expanding the country's presence in global markets, right? I saw that quote, right, from you, that you are on a mission to tackle brain drain, right? So the question I have for you right now is, or the proposed national export strategy that identifies, right, the brain as an exportable product. How would you tackle the brain drain while maintaining that national policy? Or how would you shift the policy to ensure that we can maximize local benefit from the brain before it is all used up by foreign jurisdictions?
Well, so, like you said, based off the article you just read, obviously we are talented people, right? And our skills are obviously marketable. In my view, though, we're in times now where COVID teached us that everything could happen online. It could be digital. You could work from home, et cetera, et cetera. And so, in my view, you don't, as a Bahamian, you don't necessarily have to be positioned in any of the any other country or global spaces to make an impact. You could work on projects online via email, Zoom, Teams, you name it. You have those advantages to your you have that opportunity, I would say, at your disposal, and you'll still be able to help someone or market a product elsewhere as a Bahamian. And so you don't have to be abroad to make an impact on a global scale. But I feel that most of your time and effort, in my view, and especially as a young person who ultimately, you know, I ain't going nowhere else. I have a son growing up here as well. Setting up a future for them, I want to be home. And so my encouragement, and I always tell people, my bid for office is not about me. Put me to the side. Just look at me as a young 33-year-old man who had an opportunity to stay abroad but decided to come back home, who now has a seat around the table as a young voice, as a passionate young individual for change, who is going to represent that voice of change. And then we're going to say, okay, I'm going to be here, but I'm here to say, okay, here's how we could be more, we could advance ourselves and enhance the Bahamas. And I'm going to offer that talent to those around the table. And then I hope through my service, we have other young people who become now inspired to say, Mr. Rowe could take up a seat at that table. So any walk of life that they are in, when they come back home, whether it's whatever feeling, like you said, whether it's engineering, whether it's digitization, AI, whatever space they're in, I always encourage young people, even when you go to your workplace now, push, stand up, make your presence felt. Let them see what we are capable of. Let them see that you have this passion. Let them see that you have the innovation. And it's not that you're trying to take over, but find that balance, because you need the experience, right? You have mm-hmm. to be able to collaborate, and experience is the best teacher, like they tell you. So you work with those superior, you are older than you, have been in the system longer than you, you lean on their wisdom. But at the same time, you enhance the wisdom with now, how is the world trending? You share your views with them. And so we start to now take up spaces. And once you start to take up spaces and respectfully in a factual way, it now opens the door for young people now to share their dreams, share their visions, and then it helps with succession. Successive governments has done a poor job, in my view, in terms of successive planning. I mean, in succession planning, right? And it, for me, that's what it's all about. Young people coming back, being able to say, how can I be a part of the succession planning? And a part of it is getting involved, getting in the fight, making yourself available. Because if you're not here, it's hard to change the system. And so the encouragement is, come back at home, learn a helping hand, and then, you know, we have issues that obviously they say you're overqualified, you ain't no space for you, et cetera, but that's where we look and we come together as young people and we come together as like-minded individuals and we find ways to partner. And that's why if you see in a lot of my community work, I partner having to reinvent the wheel, because systems exist that you could partner with, that you could collaborate with. And once you share the same message, raise that awareness, everything comes all together. And so my thing about it is it's just pushing to be that voice, trying to set that example, and then most of all, be an encouragement and a light to others. And so that as they come back, they can see themselves through me, and they have the passion that I have for the country. They share that same passion. And so now they're putting it on the line. They're sacrificing. They're making it happen. And we're making the Bahamas a better place because we're all working together. But at the same time, like I say, we could use other avenues to impact the global market once we have those chances, all right, or opportunities, I would say.
So here's another question. Define Pinewood constituency geographically. Like, give us the boundaries mm-hmm. of Pinewood constituency for the 2026 general election. And define Pinewood culturally. And then give us Pinewood's top three issues.
Okay, so the makeup of Pinewood. Pinewood has 13 polling divisions. On the register right now, it's about 5,400. Obviously, we have to get that clean up because we see some issues and some challenges there. And I want Bahamians to understand that your vote and your sovereignty is most important. So I encourage anyone who's listening to get up, register, vote, verify, no matter how long it takes. If the process may feel tedious or it may feel long, don't get frustrated, stick it through. Geographically, like I said, 13 polling divisions, 5,400 voters. It starts at the peak, I would say east of South Beach Police Station there on Pinewood Drive. So from Good News Church there, it goes straight down down to Charles Sanders Highway, right before Sadie Curtis. Well, to the left of one of those corners is Pinewood, to the right of Seabreeze. It goes further down to the back of Mount Tabor, it's the calm, and then it comes down and around up Malcolm Road Head. Heading west now, you go back down Sabadilla out to East Street. Mm-hmm. And so parts of all as well as go straight down in the back. Got pieces of Pinecrest inside of Pine, what they call Pinecrest Drive, come back east. And so that's pretty much the makeup in terms of boundary line. So I'd say if you're looking for landmarks, Pinewood stuffs just before South Beach Police Station, just at the roundabout, one would say at Sadie Curtis, mm-hmm. at Mount Tabor is another boundary, and then out on East Street South, right there where the old Four Quarters used to be in Sabadilla Boulevard.
Now, that makes a culturally, barrier. Pinewood, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If Pinewood decided that they wanted a rush out in Pinewood, mm-hmm. we could have a rush out in Pinewood? Like, is no. Pinewood Junkanoo Town?
No, well, it will be Junkanoo Town. It isn't yet, but it will be. One of the things, one of the pillars from my Pinewood Action Plan through my youth development pillar is to establish a Junkanoo Club, and we'll make it an entire community event. I intend to have a Pinewood Junkanoo group mm-hmm. as well as some of the churches have bonds now, but we're going to have a Pinewood bond as well, so we collaborate the church to make sure we have a Pinewood bond. Mm-hmm. But growing up in a family that loves music, I also love music, I'm a cultural lover, like I said, we will be making Pinewood Junkanoo Central. One of the things I want to bring back, Pinewood used to do before, is Pinewood Festival, everything Bahamian. So we're going to have Pinewood Festival yearly, and once I'm successful every year, we're going to have a Pinewood Festival which brings the entire community
Who have the best crack conk in Pinewood?
I still searching for who have the best crock conk, but I won't call on you because I had some good food in there. And I want
you to upset nobody because you didn't call their name.
And I say, hold on now. I thought I was the best, Mr. Road, but how come you saying then? No, that might cost me one or two votes, and I can't sit it right now. But Pinewood has some nice cooks.
All right.
They have some good chefs in there.
I got a caller that has been, this light been flashing red. You got 30 seconds to ask your question because I got 7,589 more questions for Mr. Rule. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. And you guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Right, I'm on the internet right now. Right, it says that the Pacific Ocean is the deepest ocean in the world. Geographically, I think it's incorrect. I think the Pinewood Ocean is the deepest ocean in the world.
Thank you.
Dealt with the second biggest ocean in the world, which is Coral Harbor. When is someone going to deal with Pinewood water flooding? Because that's everybody's issue, not just Pinewood issue.
Thank you very much. So, I imagine that flooding is one of the primary issues for the Pinewood constituency. What's the short-term plan? How do you begin resolving that issue if you are elected as the representative for Pinewood?
Okay, one of the things I didn't get to answer earlier, and I'm glad the caller mentioned, you asked the top three prongs. So you have flooding, obviously it's the main one. Crime is another hard issue for the area. And then number two, youth engagement, youth activity. So that from my canvassing, those were the top three issues. A lot of people, a lot of young people live in Pinewood, establishing something for them to do. Add along to the devil's workshops, so engaging them with positivity around the clock to keep them engaged, help further develop the community. But in terms of the, in terms of the drainage issue, right? Some people look at me like, why Pinewood? Why did you choose Pinewood? I told people I'm a leader. I love a challenge. I'm not scared of a challenge. Leaders solve problems.
Stick a pin. What if your challenge comes from within the party? In an Our News interview, 15th of January, 2026, the headline states that you're, quote, ready to attack the issues immediately, right?
Yeah.
What if your party, what if the administration that you are elected with or your party machinery is not prepared immediately? How then do you move forward?
Well, I wouldn't say the party machinery wouldn't be willing, ready. We know, and it's been on record that as the caller said, this is an issue that now affects the entire area, but specifically Pinewood had this issue plaguing them for 40 years. So we know that this is key for what it is that the community needs to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't doubt that the new FNM government coming in will treat it as a priority. However, everything doesn't have to fall and lie on the machinery in itself. That's where leadership comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like I said, that's why I picked Pinewood. I come from a background of water and sewage. I started off in the Geographical Information System Department, where we had to survey pretty much the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So you got to know where the pipes is, you got to plot where the meters are, the laterals, the hydrants. We put all that together on the map, survey the land, and we make it in whole to be able to analyze, study, make proper informed decisions, and help with projects and planning and stuff. That I started off a career in there. I was in there for 6-7 years. And then I was able to get promoted into what now they call the operations department, down in operations, where I was dealing with the road reinstatement. So when we repair the leaks and dig up the areas, I'm responsible for ensuring that the asphalt is put down properly, reinstated, we cover up the ground properly.
Your professional work,
right,
you may have a deeper sense of the issues than other candidates.
Yes, and I think that's the advantage that I bring, Aaron, to the Pinewood community, because this is now not only, nobody have to tell me how to get this done. I could have conversations with engineers, I could have conversations with the specialists at Ministry of Works, and we are talking about how can we get this done instead of depending on others to get it done.
Quick question. Yeah, we got a caller on the line, but I can give you the question now for the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. I just happened to call in this morning, tuning in, listening to Denari, and I wanted to say to you, Aaron, that the young man that's sitting with you in there actually is an expert at flood mitigation, and I believe he will do the Pinewood constituency and the wider Bahamas, who has been dealing with that vaccine problem in Pinewood. I believe he will do us a great deal of service, should be elected to Parliament, when it comes to the issue of flooding in Pinewood. He's passionate about that work, and I'm glad you just came to him laying out some of what he does professionally. And so I believe without a shadow of a doubt, for us to roll to the bowl with the Nari rule, we will have one problem, if only, solved in 5 years.
I got you. Thank you. And so, which, hold on, which leads me to my question. I see you call me coming right now, so I want you to hear the question and stick a pin. Are you prepared to be a one-term MP? Like, you have the expertise to solve that particular problem. Are you prepared to lay it all on the line to get that problem resolved, even if it means you may not get reelected or you may not get renominated by the party, but you've resolved the problem? You prepared for that?
You call on me. You let me stick a pin.
Stick a pin. There we go. Good morning, caller.
It's great. Morning to you and your guest.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Let me be quick because I know your time's short. I was a part of the history making of Pinewood Garden in 2002.
Okay.
With Miss Maynard Gibson and Miss Gaynell Road. Pinewood problem. I think the closest person that has came to Pinewood water problem so far, he was never a member of Parliament of Pinewood. It was Mr. Alfred Sayers. I don't know if Mr. Rule remembers any the floating drains that he just rests there, and as the rain come, it fill it up, and then they pump the water out to wherever. But I would use that Pinewood Park as a, I'd lift that up and put a well down in there, deep well, and just build the water where all the pipes could drain right there. The road don't have to be left. You can just put an inch, 2 inch down pipe on the side of the each road and run every all the water there. The water the fire trucks can then come there for water. The farmers can come there for water.
Because you notice November until just last week, we were in a drought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Water's there. And if it, people say, well, what happens if it gets full? Then you have a pumping something that can pump the water from there out to the canal or out to the sea. You can't fill the sea up.
We could try.
Yeah, but think about that,
yes,
my friend, and let me hear what you have to say on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. So, in terms of immediate relief, right? The government has had but two or three town halls in regards to, or meetings in regards to alleviating flooding. We've been waiting. No results. I see the Ministry of Works or the MP just shared something that lift stations is on the way. We've been waiting. Still just announcements, no action. Practical solutions I gave them that they could do, and I've already started doing one. Proper drainage maintenance. Pinewood does, this isn't for the lack of drainage infrastructure. Pinewood currently has 99 drains that exist in the area, and I can tell you because we already surveyed them. I have a map plop out, I can tell you. You look at the map, I can show you as a resident, this, you have two drains to your corner, it's just not being maintained. The issue is proper drainage maintenance. This week, my team and I, well, we already started, but this week we're going to further enhance in terms of now snake blowing out high compressor, the lines properly, right? Where you clear the catch basins, you go and you hit sea level
clearage,
water, full proper clearage, which should last you a month or two, right?
Yeah.
Consistently.
Which
not,
we should be doing spiritually and psychologically. Yes.
It has to happen monthly, which will help with the flow of the water. That's a practical issue that could be done without government resources there, and that we are doing now without having, not being in power, not operating. That's something that can be done now. And it's happening now through my campaign.
Good stuff. Stick a pin. We're gonna go to the phone line, and then I got rapid fire questions for you before we go to a break. And then I got a couple texts here.
No problem.
Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down for me.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
This guy in radio?
Yes, sir. You are on the air. We're talking.
Hey, Aaron, let me show you how to solve that problem in Pinewood, y'all. Because what we're talking about is easy to solve. It's just that the people who go there don't know what to do. Okay, so let me help you all solve that problem. Okay? Hello?
I'm ready for you.
Okay. What happened is that in those areas where you have, in those areas where you have the, hello?
Hi, you on the air, sir.
Okay. In those areas you have those deep water flooding, you put a submersible pump in the sidewalk in the road would have a filter, and you put
ready for you.
Hello, yeah.
Thank you.
He is echoing. So let me just finish going to the plan, Aaron. So that's a practical solution, proper drainage maintenance, right? And then the second thing is something, a solution they call it permeable asphalt, right? That's kind of solder-ish what he was trying to get at. But what permeable asphalt works.
Yeah.
You could take out different segments or portions of the roadway. Instead of using hard asphalt, it's a special mix that absorbs. Mm-hmm. Then it flows through like a sponge. You put your catch basin in, you have a valve. Then the valve, you open the valve and the water flows through. So that released the water. So I was telling the government that this cost for effective $200,000 so that you could test in certain hot pockets like a Pigeon Plum, like a Sapodilla Boulevard. Because when you look at the contours, these are the most heavily saturated areas with water. You could test that as a result, and then that's the immediate thing that you could do. And then when you talk about the just let me touch the grand scheme, the gentleman mentioned the pond on the park, right? Pinewood has a man-made park, but again, that's something we could call a retention pond. The proper verbiage for what he was looking for is making it into a retention pond. That pond absorbs the water, so you could dig deeper, mm-hmm. allow the water to matriculate from the drainage down into the infrastructure. One of the things I don't agree with is that you send the water to a canal or you send the water to the sea. You could damage the seabed. What I propose, though, is just like how we provide water water to the entire Guam of the Bahamas, now it's the same thing. You set up reverse osmosis and the same lift station idea that you mentioned, mm-hmm. so that because once water has somewhere to go, it alleviates the flooding, and now you matriculate. And what you do is, Aaron, not send the water to waste. You put it in a tank.
And
you store
it.
And you bring it back, and you give it to the people.
Okay, I got a quick check. Say it says, this gentleman never answered your question about one term or not getting the nomination again. Stick a pin. Don't say nothing.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say nothing, Mr. Rowe.
You tell me stick a pin on
right,
that. That's
good.
Why.
No, okay. Because I... pushing him in a particular direction,
go
but
ahead.
He's speaking to his strengths, right? And I hope he's prepared because the people may vote you in and tell you, we want you to be a one-term MP and do whatever it takes to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. But for me, the reason why I asked that question, right, is it is a question based on a response by the chairman of the party to Mr. Dwight Strawn when he was on air, and it was a question to the candidate's ability to speak to issues. And Mr. Sand said something that suggested that candidates don't need to speak to issues on their own. They just need to speak to what the party says, right? And so that's why... Texter, I'm not pushing him necessarily in that direction.
Nope.
His answer was sufficient for me. But if you want to answer it, right, like how do you respond to the party whip? How do you respond to the party chairman or the party whip when they draw a line on an issue, but for your constituency or for your personal convictions, that line... You have to step over that line.
No, but see, Aaron, the theme that, I mean, I didn't hear the chairman's remark, just for clarity. I didn't know, I'm not aware of it. However, this FNM new administration incoming administration tells you, we work for you. This is an issue where everybody knows. This is a 40-year issue.
Yeah, but you say, this manager works for you. That's the slogan.
No, the FNM is we work. Everybody, every candidate works for their community.
I got you.
But what I'm saying to you is, though, Aaron, that this issue is a 40-year issue that has been plaguing people. This isn't something that, even you saying it's a one term, I don't think it'll be a discussion in terms of one term or not. But what I'm saying to you is this. There are ways that me, as the representative for Pinewood, as a member of the Free National Movement, can get results without having to wholeheartedly rely on
the central government.
Right. And so that's a way that I'm setting up as well, where you through public-private partnerships and networking and stuff like that, to ensure that this issue is resolved. If even like you say, the government doesn't make it a priority, this issue through my leadership will still be ongoing and being addressed. But I don't think, or I don't doubt, that we will treat this as a priority because it's global warming and climate change is now a serious thing that is affecting us.
Caller, I see the light, but we have to go to a break and get in on the other side of the break, because I still got more questions like, can a minister be a good MP? Can a cabinet minister be a good MP? And do you have a message for your fellow candidates, those in your party, those not in your party, and particularly those who you're running against? And lots more questions on the other side of the break. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Aaron Green. We're on the clock with Mr. Denari Roll, candidate for FNM in the Pinewood constituency. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say? I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, whoa, hey, Kalani, oh, the future is brighter, whoa, hey, 'cause she is a fighter. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress for PLP.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Hey, call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology, there's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics, you have aquaponics, you have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get in p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person. Cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
We'll be right back.
good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. And today we have Mr. Denari Roll on the clock. It's time for rapid fire questions, but first to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Are you still there? Good morning, caller. Did we lose you? I'm afraid we did lose them. So I got a text here that says, so is the flooding the only thing you will be focusing on?
No, and that's one of the things I wanted to touch. I'm glad they asked. So the flooding is, it's like I say, was a main priority. But I have what I call the Pinewood Action Plan, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a syllable ACE because I intend to ace this test. A stands for action. C stands for change. E is empowerment. The five pillars under the plan is community development, youth development, entrepreneurship support, elderly care, and crime prevention. So whilst the flooding is a key cog, that's a portion of the community development plan.
All right. Now, Pinewood flooding doesn't just impact Pinewood, right? It impacts the entire island's economy.
Correct.
Because of the loss of productivity. Let me say, we like to use this term middle class. I'm not sure if it actually applies to us here in the Bahamas, but Pinewood people are working class people. And what I mean, right?
Definitely.
I'm reframing the use of working class. These are people who understand the value of work, understand the importance of work, understand the benefit of work, what how work and committing to work life, the discipline, right, that it helps to engender within you. So we appreciate that. Pinewood's flooding issue is a national issue, mm-hmm. right?
And the people of Pinewood resilient, Aaron, because yeah. you see they some of them didn't run. They're still in there. I can tell you I was there for 20, 30, 40 years dealing with this issue,
yeah.
but they're still standing today. So obviously that's a resilient community. They're strong, but I think the time has come where we have to deal with this head on. Yes.
Now, watch this. I had a caller, a listener, come to tell me on Farrington Road, as you go up the hill right before you get into Rock Crusher, you all know the nice big lawn at the right-hand side of the hill as you go in west on Farrington Road. The two lights are down now. Two lights are off on the street lights, and it's creating a massive, massive hazard and risk for drivers in that area given the makeup of the road, right? A Pinewood Road is a nice stretch of road. In fact, I remember driving on Pinewood Road when it was a dead end. When you couldn't go any further, you hit the end of Pinewood, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Street lights.
Yeah, street lights is an issue, and they have gotten some complaints about it. We're looking at solar panels from a campaign, solar lighting for those people that ask.
Does it cost $1,000 a light in your constituency? It costs $1,000 per light to have a light repaired in my constituency.
I never did a course, but I know that's why I say I'm looking for solutions.
Solar,
it's direct lights that we could get hooked up for some residents that need discreet lighting. We're looking at that, and I'm glad you mentioned Pinewood Roads because they are in a horrible state,
mm-hmm.
and under my leadership, that's not going to be a thing. Because, again, that's another thing with the road and the reinstatement of it, and we're going to make sure that those roads are, because it's bad. It's bad down there so much, so they put non-speed bumps and then leaving the pothole right off the speed bump, and mm-hmm. then please let them tag, identify, stripe the speed bumps because a lot
stripe
of residents complaining about breaking up their car,
stripe
going
the
over
road.
Those hills. And I don't know who doing the whatchamacallit, the investigating and the approval of these stuff.
Yeah.
But man, we need to tighten
up. Who's doing the inspecting?
Yeah, because I don't understand. I know it's specs that you have to follow to put down these bumps, but some of these craters and stuff they're mm-hmm. doing. I mean, I know election coming, but we need to be disciplined in what we're doing in Pinewood.
Let's go to the phone line here, because a lot of people don't stop at stop sign in Pinewood.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Green. I'm back.
Yes, good.
Okay, let me solve the problem. With regards to the flooding, the manhole in the road where those areas are most affected, you put a submersible pump inside the manhole. And I heard the gentleman talk about running the water to the pond.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you allow those same fellas who do construction in Pinewood God, you give them the contract mm-hmm. and let them raise the height of the pond so that when you channel the water to the pond, the pond would be able to accommodate that excess water.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you put these submersible pumps in different areas. He talk about a 2-inch pipe. You can't put no 2-inch pipe there.
No, I didn't
you have to
say
put
2-inch.
Either a six
no, no.
Or
I didn't
8-inch
say.
Pipe.
No, sir. I didn't specifically sure. specify.
But,
a pipe
sir, can I ask a favor though, sir? I got about 4 minutes left to ask questions. Can I allow Mr. Roll to give his contact information so that you can contact him? Because I understand yeah. that you are also passionate about this issue.
Yeah, and I need your number too, because I asked Unka Shira to give me some important things to tell you.
Okay. I got you. Yes, sir.
Contact me. You could contact me, sir, at 818-7463. 818-7463.
818-7463.
Okay, 818-7463.
Yeah, we could discuss further offline.
And Green, I need your together. Number.
Yes, sir. Okay. You message Mr. Saran. Tell him I said you could have it on air.
Okay.
Yes,
no
sir.
Problem.
Absolutely. Okay. So, can a cabinet minister be a good MP?
Yes, he can. Because, again, leadership is about empowerment. Leadership is about doing the job. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse because you're in cabinet. You can't serve your community. You got to make the time. That's prior proper planning prevents poor performance.
Did you do a survey? Because I did a survey, and apparently being a minister prevents you from investing and focusing on your constituency.
In my view, I disagree with the philosophy. You sit in the cabinet of the Bahamas. You have, obviously, you key in policy and lay in the legislation. So, of course, I get it. You got to put in the time, but sacrifice. Leaders make sacrifice and whatever it takes for you to still do connect. And that's the problem. A lot of our leaders win. They get these titles. They sit up in their coat suit and they drive past the seeing communities that put them there. Mm-hmm. That should not be so. And under a Denari rule, being the MP of Parliament, where if I sit in cabinet, I can tell the residents, they still will be in connection with me.
I got you. I got a text here that says, morning, Aaron and guests. I'm guessing Parliament has to be dissolved this week because I see Elizabeth Constituency Office now painted in PLP colors and logos. So, first of all, where's your constituency office?
Buttonwood Avenue and Sapodilla Boulevard. We open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, the roundabout is my landmark.
Which roundabout? You're talking about by the park?
By the park. Yeah.
So, if you go from the roundabout, and I will tell you, take the first right. To get by Cleveland Union School. Uh-huh. Once you reach by Cleveland Union School, just head straight north. Ride straight out to the end of the corner, to the end of that corner on your left.
Where the next roundabout is?
You don't have the roundabout.
But you say which roundabout?
No.
I'll have another roundabout.
No, but
is Pinewood the best kept secret in the Bahamas?
No, when you say in the roundabout, I'm trying to find which roundabout was your landmark to get where you're going. Because
okay,
if you're coming off the roundabout off East Street to get up, some people is you a Sugar Kid Bow Corner,
yeah,
where Windsor Place Corner, and you could ride straight out to that and then take a right and you could see my headquarters. So that's why I was trying to figure out which roundabout
is Sugar Kid Bow Corner in Pinewood constituency?
No, it's right off of the border.
You're right on the border.
Right on the border, yeah.
Okay.
Windsor Place Road would take you right into my constituency.
Another quick question. As an MP, representative of the people, you're going to have to balance a number of obligations, right? You're going to have to balance your obligation to self. You're going to have to balance your obligation to party. You're going to have to balance your obligation to the administration, which is separate from the party, your obligation to the Constitution, and your obligation to your constituents, and your obligation to the wider country, the country, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. How do you balance those obligations?
Well, time management is key for me. And like I said earlier, prior proper planning prevents poor performance. So it's only about managing time and maximizing every effort of the day.
All right.
Or every second of
the
day.
Let me give you another example. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the gender equality referendum, the then Minister of Social Services, Melanie Griffin, came to me, right? Well, I went to her, but then she responded and she said, hey, Ms. Green, I made her aware of my position on the referendum. And she said something that I will never forget. She said, listen, this one is a difficult one. Because I have to figure out how to balance my obligations to my professional obligation to the Constitution, to the state, and my God, my faith, myself, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm still working that out. Mm-hmm. And that's the most honest answer I have ever gotten from a politician ever.
Yeah.
I am still working on it. And I think there is no sound or concrete answer that can be applied in every situation or with every individual.
Right.
But I think it is in the working toward it.
Definitely.
That's most important. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning,
Hi,
caller.
Aaron, how are you?
Good.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to your guest,
Nari. Morning. Good morning.
Aaron, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I'm a young man and I've known Denari really firstly from John Canoe. But he's rushed them there, Genesis. I followed Denari because he's an inspiration for me as a young man. And you speak about time management. And one of the things that I most admire about Denari is that he balances his life very, very well. I mean, he's actively involved, not just in politics, not just in John Canoe, not just in the union, not just on the job, but as a father. He's present in his child's life. And this is from me, from just watching him and knowing him. And so I'm fully confident that if given the opportunity to represent the people of Pinewood, Denari would do a stellar job. He's an honest man. He's a straight shooter. And just when I listened to him do all them directions about roundabout corner and frog leap alley and all this, I just say, but this fella noticed he know Pinewood at the back is because he loses me from the roundabout. So I fully think Denari is going to do an amazing job. Thank you, and all the best, Denari.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Carla.
Because
thank
I was
Carla.
About to tell Denari, at this point in my life, at about to be 50, after the coldest day of the year, we experienced a power outage, right? Mm-hmm. I ready to sell my country out for two gumba, but the gentleman say he vouched for you before I could even ask the question. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Road, Papa here. How you doing?
Bless morning, Papa. All good, man. How are you?
Yeah, sorry to call so late, but I just wanted to say, although it's a PLP from the time I've been hearing you lately on the radio talking and hearing you MC the rally over there in Golden Isles the other night, I kind of say impressed with you. I would like to endorse you, you know. God willing, the people in Pinewood, I guess they will have to make that decision at the end of the day. But, you know, I've been glad to have you in my area, but I think you have something to offer. Ms. Green, I don't know the reason why you pick him or why how he make it over here on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been hearing him a little while. And for a young person, you should feel good to know that I think it's a lot more to find out from him, and he still have a lot more to say.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have anything to say, or if the people that listen to anything, you know, what I have to say, you know, I will encourage them to support a person like Mr. Roll. There's two roles there in the party there who I kind of should impress with. I think the next one in Tall Pines or something like that.
Okay.
God willing, I wish the best for them to make it in Parliament, Ms. Green.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that, man, Papa. Appreciate that. Appreciate
it,
man.
Good work.
Blessings. Thanks a lot for the kind words, man.
Absolutely. Carla, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll be very fast. I'm very excited about what I'm hearing for once, not about mass tourism, but about us being able to market our intellectual services. I would say that I've always been impressed that Denmark is a healthy, flourishing country that has no factories, and like 55% of their GDP is what the services they offer. Okay? And I believe in Bahamians can do this.
Yes.
So, really good to hear you. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now,
I think I just wanted to say that I think Bahamians are some of the most talented people in the world. We just need that opportunity. And if given the opportunity, I think we'll prove, especially through government, that we can bring out all the talent that resides here in this country.
All right. What is your campaign slogan? Do you have a campaign song? Is it Bahamian? And a word to your competitors, the fellow candidates in
mm-hmm.
the constituency and the candidates in your party vying for the 2026 election?
Oh, my campaign slogan is Let's Roll to the Polls. I have several campaign songs, two Bahamian, and three is like a mix of different cultures, regimes, etc. And any words I have for my colleagues is, we work for you. The leader gave us our charge gracefully at the campaign launch, and that's what it's all about. I grew up in a party of service. I mean, a
you
family of service.
At all,
no,
sir.
I grew up in a party. Well, me personally, like yeah. I said, I grew up in a family of
you
service.
You don't know what happened in St. Ann's?
My late great Grammy, Willa May Pratt.
Yeah.
And you see, they named the school after the
yes.
Girls Industrial School for her service to the young people and most specifically
legacy.
Girls in this
okay.
country. I grew up around them. So my encouragement is, we work for you. The leader already charged us. Keep your hands with the cookie jar, focus on service to the people, do what it is that you say you are going to do, stand on your word, have some integrity. Politics need integrity, and we need leaders that do what they say and work on behalf of the Bahamian people.
So y'all ain't having no cage match in Pinewood?
Cage match?
In St. Anne's, we put in White, Weatherford, and Wong. The first one to catch the raccoon could get the vote.
Well, I don't focus on my competitors down there in Pinewood. I want everybody in Pinewood to focus on rolling to the polls. That's my only focus. I have no other words to say about anybody else.
Mr. Denari Roll, hopefully you could come back now that we have met. Next time I go really beat you up with the questions. Thank you to the callers. Despite you interrupt my question list, this gentleman still ain't telling me who got the best sauce and crack conk in Pinewood.
You trying to set me up. I need votes. You know, I'm trying to take away Atten at this point. And you just said a bell might ring this week. So I got to make sure I go out and register. If you haven't registered, get registered. The bell is going to ring
pretty soon.
And
your contact information for your office?
Well, Mike, so 818-7463, that's the community line and community number. So they could reach me there. Off or on Facebook, the Nariel Road.
And the
constituency offices. On Buttonwood and Sabadell. We open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Absolutely. You guys, thank you for the very well-formed questions. Mr. Roll, thank you very much.
Aaron, thank you. It's been a pleasure. We'll catch up again soon.
Not if you don't have no raccoon match. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.